Welcome in. Today we're doing a drop hook writing masterclass for Pyrotradio Energy in drum and bass, inside Ableton Live, intermediate level. So I'm going to assume you can get around the session, program drums, and you're comfortable with basic synths and routing. The goal is a 16-bar drop that feels like it could get reloaded every 2 bars. Immediate identity, call and response, and pockets where an MC could talk without the whole groove collapsing. When people say Pyrotradio Energy, they often think it's just distortion and some bandpass. But the real secret is composition. A 2-bar hook cell that's so recognizable it survives filters, saturation, DJ mixing, and someone yelling over it. Then you arrange that cell with small edits every 2 bars, and bigger moves every 8, so it loops cleanly but never gets stale. Alright, set your project to 174 BPM, 4/4, make 4 groups. Drums, bass, hook, and FX. And do this in arrangement view. That matters. Session view is great for jamming, but pirate drop writing is about impact in a timeline, where the first hit lands, where the silence lands, where the reload moment lands. Put a marker where your drop starts. I'll say bar 33, but wherever yours is. Then mark 8 bars later and 16 bars later. We're building a full 16-bar drop section. Now the first big concept. The 2-bar hook cell. This is the DNA. If you get this right, arranging becomes easy. If you get this wrong, you'll keep adding layers forever and wonder why it still doesn't slap. Step 1. Pick one main hook voice. Not 5. One hero. For pirate energy, common choices are a rave stab, a hooverish chord stab, a vocal chop, a metallic Reese jab, or a siren one-shot. We're going with a stab lead, stock Ableton only, because it teaches the technique cleanly. Create a MIDI track called Hook. Stab, drop operator on it. Oscillator A is a saw, bring its level down to about minus 12 dB. Oscillator B is a square, lower, like minus 18 dB, just to add edge and a bit of hollowness. Turn on the filter in operator. Low pass 24. Set frequency around 1.2 kHz, resonance around 0.20. Then shape the amp envelope like a proper stab. Attack at 0, decay about 180 milliseconds, sustain at 0. Release around 80 milliseconds. You want it to speak and get out of the way. Pirate hooks are percussive. Now the processing chain. Put saturator after operator. Choose analog clip. Drive around 4 to 7 dB. Soft clip on. Then an auto filter high pass 12 at about 120 Hz. That's discipline. We are not letting our hook mess with the sub. Then glue compressor, just to bind it. 3ms attack. Auto release. Ratio 4:1. Aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Finally echo, set it to 1/8, or dotted 1/8 if you want more bounce. Feedback 15 to 25%. Filter the echo so it's not muddy. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 4 to 6 kHz. Mix around 8 to 15%. We're not making a dub wash. We're making a hook feel like it's in a space and repeating into the gaps. Now write the rhythm of the 2-bar cell. Here's the pirate rule. Less than you think. 3 to 5 hits total across 2 bars. The swagger comes from space, and the MC pocket comes from space. If you fill every 8th note, you're not writing a hook, you're writing a loop. Try this as a starting rhythm. In bar 1, a hit right on the downbeat, 1.1, then a hit on 1.2.3, then another hit on 1.4. In bar 2, a hit on 2.1, then a hit on 2.3, and then leave the rest open. Now pitch. Pick a simple key, like F minor. For stabs, use inversion so it feels like a stab, not a chord pad. For example, your main hit could be ABCF as a short chord. For the tension hit, try a borrowed move like GBBEB, then return to ABCF. Keep note lengths tight. If they ring too long, they'll mask the drums and bass. Teacher tip here, you need a tag. A tag is one unmistakable detail that happens once per 2 bars in the same spot. So the listener anticipates it. It might be the loudest hit. It might be at a specific inversion. It might be a tiny pitch bend or a grace note. Choose one. Protect it. For example, make the hit on bar 1 beat 1 the tag. Make it louder. That becomes your station ID. Use velocity as phrasing. Hit 1 is your loud tag. Then the other hits slightly lower. The hook starts sounding like a sentence instead of a machine gun. Before we add anything else, do a pocket check. Place 1 deliberate silence. A classic spot is the last quarter note of bar 2, or beat 3 of bar 2. Literally leave an obvious hole. If the groove still feels exciting with that hole, you've got real pirate drop energy. If it feels empty in a bad way, your hook isn't strong yet, or your rhythm needs tightening. Next, Colland responds with bass. This is huge. Pirate drops feel like a conversation. Hook speaks. Bass replies. And you do not want the sub doing gymnastics. Keep the sub stable and legible. Let the mid bass do the character work. Create two MIDI tracks. Bass, sub and bass, mid. On the sub track, use operator with a sine wave. No filter. Amp envelope. Attack 0. Decay 0. Sustain 100%. Release around 60 ms. Add utility and set width to 0%. Mono, always. Optionally add a very gentle saturator, 1 to 2 dB drive, soft clip-on, just to help it translate on small speakers. On the mid-bass track, use wave eatable for speed. Pick a table that's sawish or a bit complex. Unison 2 to 4 voices, but keep it controlled. Filter with LP24 somewhere between 500 Hz and 1.5 kHz depending on tone. Add saturator, 3 to 8 dB. Then auto-filter high pass at 120 Hz so it never steps on the sub. EQ8. If it's muddy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's painful, tame around 2 to 5 kHz. Then add a compressor with sidechain from your kick and snare or the drums group. Ratio 4:1, fast attack, release around 80 to 150 ms. Just enough so it breathes with the drums. Now write the bass rhythm to answer the stab. Here's the easy rule. When the stab hits, the mid-bass rests. After the stab, the mid-bass answers an 8th note or a 16th later with a short yaw. That slight delay makes it conversational and stops the drop from becoming one big blob. Sub notes. Keep them simple, often long notes with a couple of cuts, one note at a time. No stereo, no wild jumps unless it's a moment. And remember the pirate pocket rule again. Every 2 bars, leave an empty beat somewhere obvious. That's where the imaginary MC would go reload. If there's no space, the drop can feel anxious instead of hype. Quick advanced feel trick. Micro timing. Don't swing your kick and snare. Keep them solid. But you can nudge a couple of hook hits late by 5 to 12 milliseconds, especially offbeats. That can create that pushed pirate feel without making it sloppy. Do it deliberately, not randomly. Alright, drums. Your job here is to support the hook, not fight it. If you make the drums too busy in the same time slots as the stab, you'll hide the hook and then you'll compensate by turning it up, and the mix turns into a wrestling match. Build a rolling foundation. Kick on 1.1 and 1.3.3 as a classic two-step variant, snare on 2 and 4. Hats drive the energy. You can do 1/8 open hat pulses or 1/16 shuffles with swing. In Ableton's Groove Pool, grab an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58% and apply it to hats and percussion only. Leave kick and snare straight so the drop still hits like a weapon. Now carve space. Put EQ8 on the hook group. High pass around 120 Hz. Then consider a gentle dip where your snare crack lives. Sometimes that's 180 to 220 Hz if your snare has body there, or it might be 2 to 4 kHz if the snare has a sharp crack and your stab is competing. Don't guess solo the hook and snare together and find the spot where they argue. On the drums group, add glue compressor lightly, then drum bus with drive around 2 to 5. Keep boom low unless you want extra thump. Optional gentle saturator for grit. Now, reload fills. Pirate drops often have a micro fill that resets impact. Every 4 or 8 bars, add something small, a 1-beat snare drag into bar 9, a quick percussion flam, or a reverse crash into the first stab hit. If you do a reverse crash, reverse it, fade it in, add a short reverb like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and if you want to commit it, freeze and flatten. Keep it clean and intentional. Next is the secret sauce, the Pirate Radio broadcast layer. This is not make everything lo-fi. It's a parallel layer that sounds like it's coming through a battered mixer and antenna, underneath your clean hook, adding urgency and grime. Duplicate your hook, stab track and rename it hook, stab radio. On this radio track, first EQ8, high pass at 300 Hz, low pass between 3.5 and 5 kHz, band limit it, then saturator, drive 8 to 14 dB, soft clip on, then redux, bit depth 8 to 12, sample rate 8 to 15 kHz and set mix around 30 to 60%. Then auto-filter in bandpass mode with a tiny bit of LFO movement. Rate 1/8 or 1/4, low amount. Just a shimmer, not a wobble. Finally, utility. Widen it, like 120 to 160%. Keep your main hook more controlled, but let the radio layer be wide and nasty. Blend this quietly under the clean hook. Think minus 18 to minus 10 dB relative to the main stab. If you hear it as a separate effect, it's too loud. You want to miss it when it's gone, not notice it when it's there. Now we arrange the 16-bar drop like a pro. Using 2-bar logic, duplicate your 2-bar hook cell across the full 16 bars, then do surgical edits. Small changes create motion. You don't need new layers every time. Bars 1 to 4 are the statement. Hook cell plays clean and confident. Minimal ear candy. Let the crowd learn it. Bars 5 to 8 are the answer and variation. Add a second hook element if you want. A short vocal chop, or a siren one shot, but keep it supportive. Add a small drum fill at bar 8. And change the last hit of the 2-bar cell slightly. Maybe pitch it up 2 semitones every 4 bars, or down 2 semitones. That tiny mutation keeps it feeling alive. Bars 9 to 12 are reload and tension. This is where pirate energy really shows up. Drop the hook for 1 beat, or even a full bar if you're brave. Bring the radio layer up a bit louder. Add a riser or noise stab. You can even create a halftime illusion without changing tempo. Reduce hat density, lengthen bass notes, and let the stab decay a bit longer. The track leans back, so the next return feels bigger. Bars 13 to 16 are bigger repeat and exit strategy. Bring the hook back full power. Add a second bass rhythm layer or extra percussion, but again, support the hook. In the final bar, set up the next section with a crash and fill, or a quick filter down so the DJ has a clear phrase boundary. Here's an arrangement upgrade that's deadly if used sparingly. A broadcast interruption. Once in 16 bars, do a very short moment where it sounds like the signal glitches. For half a beat, bandpass the whole hook group and dip the gain, then instantly restore full range on the next downbeat. Do it once. Scarcity makes it special. Now automation. This is where it feels live, like someone's riding a mixer in a cramped room and it's about to overload in the best way. Must have automations. On the hook group, automate a filter cutoff with tiny moves, like 5-15% range. It's subtle, but it creates motion. Automate your reverb send so it rises on the last stab of every 4 bars. Automate echo feedback spikes into fills, momentary, then back down. And do tiny utility gain lifts, like plus 0.5 to plus 1 dB at bar 9 or bar 13. That micro lift is a psychoacoustic reload. It feels like energy increases without you actually wrecking the mix balance. Another pro texture move, make a return track called Where. Put vinyl distortion, tracing model on, a little pinch, then saturate or mild drive, soft clip, then EQ8 with a low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Send only the hook and vocal bits to it lightly, and automate the send up at the end of 4-bar chunks. This audio version is shortened for playback.